would just like to quickly walk you through what we concluded are the main findings of the Working Group 1 Fourth Assessment Report here this week.
Towards a much warmer and more turbulent world with millions of people at risk.
Weather patterns are changing. More heat waves, more extreme weather from droughts to hurricanes, more intense rain.
No question that the increases in these greenhouse gases are dominated by human activity.
These are the places that you'll see drought and problems. And you're talking about South America, Northern India, Western China, North Central Africa. In the U.S., it's Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico.
And it's a serious challenge. And one of the things that I am proud of is this administration has done a lot on advancing new technologies that will enable us to do two things, strengthen our economy and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
Global warming is for real, and we are to blame.
And it could happen all sooner than we previously thought.
Now, they say that those scientists in Paris will estimate that between 1.1 and 3.2 billion people will suffer from water shortage problems by 2080. Now, that's not your grandchildren, that's your children. And between 200 million and 600 million more people will be going hungry. That means the very real possibility of food and water shortages much faster than we thought.
But U.S. Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman today called America a small contributor to climate change.
If we keep emitting greenhouse gases at current rates, we'll see bigger changes in the coming, in this current century than we did in the last century.
Did he ever give a plausible reason why he would remove that warning to Congress?
He called it speculative musing.
Speculative musings.
Speculative musing.
Global warming.
Nature has been driving home the message for years.
A time lag, that there is a memory or an overshoot. Another way people have talked about it is an unrealized warming or even a committed warming. So based on the greenhouse gases and aerosols that are already in the atmosphere, if those were to be kept constant, you would still see a warming of a tenth of a degree.
And on the future rise in sea level, anything from 18 to 59 centimeters, just over 6 inches to 2 feet, less than before, but we're told more reliable.
Talks of rising oceans, it's really kind of frightening stuff inside here, the stuff that science fiction books and movies are made of, melting ice, heat waves, and even stronger storms.
Many scientists are now not so worried that the Atlantic will change abruptly as a result of global warming.
For the first time in the history of human existence, we have fundamentally affected systems that determine life on the planet as a whole.
The report found that even if we dramatically reduced carbon emissions starting today, so much has built up in the atmosphere that the effects will be felt for centuries. There is no rewind button.
It is the definitive report on global warming, and it's frightening.
The word that arrived from ExxonMobil that it broke its own record for the biggest ever corporate profit, that would be in the history of corporate profits. Where's the incentive going to be to look at alternative energy sources with this profit gravy train going?
They spent $20 billion last year trying to find new oil, but as you said, alternative fuels not a big focus for Exxon. They're not really spending anything on things like solar or wind.
See the ruins of the old world below. That's what our ancestors left us.
In global warming and climate change, then it seems like to me that we ought to promote technologies to advance the development of safe nuclear power. It's a renewable source of energy, and at the same time has no emissions to it. But also we're advancing clean coal technologies. The goal is to have a zero emission coal-fired plant.
The process of global warming is speeding up. This isn't so much a report, it's a call to action.
I think today's report is a call for international action between countries, but it's also a call for local action on issues like renewable energy, on issues like energy efficiency, and on the innovations that will create the jobs of the future.
Among the shocking conclusions of this report, sea levels could rise nearly 2 feet, swamping coastal areas worldwide by the end of this century.
It's funding a study to see if millions of reflective plates launched into space and positioned between the Earth and the Sun could reflect enough energy away to limit the warming. A giant space sunscreen that even the man studying it says is a hugely expensive, desperate idea.
What kind of a planet is this, right, that it survives on this high technology fix? So you have to go to the heart of the problem and reduce the greenhouse gases.
It shifts from doubting to having to act, even if the last element of certainty is not yet there. I think anyone who would continue to risk inaction on the basis of the evidence presented here will one day in the history books be considered irresponsible.
They believe that we can do things to help it. They believe that we're already well on to and into the path of global warming, that it's something we're going to be living with for a very long time. But if we all immediately get involved in it and take it on as a topic, then we can probably lessen the effects that they have predicted inside this report.
I think it is critical that we look at this report not only as a milestone, but truly as a moment where the focus of attention will shift from whether climate change is linked to human activity, whether the science is sufficient, to what on earth are we going to do about it.
The music is They Tear Down Houses by Shoutout and Citizens of Tomorrow by Tokyo Police Club. This media meditation on the February 2007 report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change was mixed by Radio EcoShock at www.ecoshock.org.